Well, nearly one day after two explosions rocked the iconic Boston Marathon, U.S. President Barack Obama has called the attack a terrorist act and is vowing to hunt worldwide for those responsible. CRI's Xiao Hong reports from Washington.
When 8-year-old Martin Richard and his 6-year-old sister stood with their mother at the finish line of the Boston Marathon, they were planning to give their father a big hug when he finished the race. But that never happened, as the deadly explosion took Martin's life and his sister's leg. Their mother underwent surgery for brain injuries. The April 15th Boston attack left 3 people dead and 176 injured. Among them, 17 are still in critical conditions. Casey Martin, professor of political science at Boston University, said she is shocked by the tragedy.
I think everybody's pretty shocked. I mean, we tend to think that this sort of thing doesn't really happen in Boston. You know, we've never had anything like this before, so we're pretty horrified.
The bombings are now being described as an act of terrorism by President Obama, following his second national televised speech at the White House.
This was a heinous and cowardly act. And given what we now know about what took place, the FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism.
The president stressed that officials still do not know who carried out the attack or why. He described the investigation as being in the early stages. Meanwhile, the authorities have disclosed some more information. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick says there were only 2 explosive devices found at the scene. The FBI says there are no known additional threats. The agents have also collected pieces of nylon black bag or backpack they suspect that has been used to carry the explosives. They are calling for people to provide any related information. Law enforcement has also collected all film footage taken by surveillance cameras there and is urging people to submit more photos and videos they had taken at the scene. The authorities hope such footage may provide some clues to help find those responsible. They're also saying the high security presence in the city will continue for a few more days. Local reports also show that a team of bomb experts from the Navy have also joined the investigation. However, the FBI has refused to disclose any more details, but are vowing to hunt worldwide for those responsible. Boston Mayor Thomas Maninol believes the city will overcome the trauma.
This is a bad day for Boston, but I think that if we pull together, we'll get through it. We're a strong city, a lot of people willing to work together to make this a better place for all our people. And so let's say Boston will overcome.
Meanwhile, it's being reported that local residents in Boston, including many participants of the marathon, rushed to nearby hospitals to donate blood to assist with treatment of those injured. Xiao Hong, CRI, Washington.